Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. A warning to the states participating in Trump's board for the colonization of Gaza. U.S. President Trump signed the founding charter of the Board of Peace during an official ceremony held on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in the Swiss city of Davos. With the participation of officials and leaders representing a number of states, the White House spokesperson Caroline Leavitt stated during a ceremony attended by a group of leaders who accepted Washington's invitation to join the council, quote, "Congratulations, President Trump. The charter is now in full force and the Board of Peace is now an official international organization." The states that signed the founding charter of Trump's Board of Peace are Jordan, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, Morocco, Kazakhstan, Hungary, Indonesia, Argentina, Armenia, Paraguay, Pakistan, Kosovo, Azerbaijan, Bulgaria, Mongolia, Uzbekistan, in addition to America, with its president serving as the head of this board. The idea of this was originally established to oversee the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip, but its charter stipulates much broader tasks, including efforts to resolve other conflicts in various parts of the world. Trump said that the board was going to be, quote, "very successful in Gaza, and we, quote, can spread out to other things as we succeed with Gaza." In light of this reality, which seeks to confer legitimacy upon the colonial ambitions of America and the Jewish entity in Gaza and across the entire blessed land, we in Hizb ut-Tahrir affirm the following. First, Trump, with his arrogance and haughtiness, is attempting to impose American colonialization upon the world and grant it whatever legitimacy possible. He was not content with abducting the president of Venezuela and his wife. Rather, he threatens to seize Greenland, has previously threatened Canada, Mexico, Colombia, Cuba, and other countries, seeks to end the Russian-Ukrainian war in a manner that serves America's interests, turns his back on the international norms, violates the sovereignty of states, and he even seeks to turn many of them into tools to achieve his ambitions. Second, the criminal is not the only one who commits the crime. Rather, everyone who participates in his crime is a criminal like him. Everyone who is able to prevent him from committing his crime and does not do so is also a criminal like him. And whoever remains silent about it is likewise a criminal. Therefore, we affirm that all states participating in signing this founding charter, as well as those that will sign later, are partners in crime of America's colonialization of Gaza. Third, the Islamic Ummah preserves in its memory everyone who has committed crimes against it, and it will not forget them no matter how much time passes. It will hold America and the states that share in its crimes in Gaza, all of Palestine, and somewhere to account when Allah honors it with his victory and establishes its khilafah, caliphate. Fourth, Hizb ut-Tahrir, the pioneer who does not lie to his people, steadily advances with the sons of the Islamic Ummah and with the people of power and protection within it to establish the second khilafah on the method of prophethood, to unite the Muslim lands under the Raya banner of the Khilafah, and to make the armies of the Muslims one massive, overwhelming army that will exact retribution from everyone who has committed crimes against Muslims. Therefore, we warn you of the magnitude of your crime against our Ummah, and we warn you of the consequences of its anger. So take heed and withdraw from this colonial council before you regret it, when regret will be of no avail.
وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ.
And those who have wronged you are going to know what kind of return they will be returned. الشعراء, Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.